John Holmes, the United Nations Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator, has spent a day in Gaza touring the devastated areas and reviewing the humanitarian situation. Holmes visited some of UNRWA's schools, which provided shelter for thousands of families during the Israeli offensive. The UN humanitarian chief said he was extremely shocked by the humanitarian situation in Gaza and called for a reconstruction summit and for the reopening of all Gaza's border crossings.
And what I saw was actually more shocking than I had expected, both in its extent and in its nature. The destruction, for example, of the industrial area in a very systematic way, which has huge implications for the future economic development of Gaza. And what I've been trying to start to do today is to assess the depth of those needs, the extent of those needs, and to launch a process of assessing them, and then to launch an appeal, an international appeal.
There is a story in every house here in the Gaza Strip. The post-war scene is one of utter devastation, with thousands of homes and buildings destroyed. Israeli forces also bombed out 41 mosques, 16 government buildings, 5 graveyards, and tens of roads, thus leaving Gaza infrastructure in a terrible shape. Thousands of families have become homeless, with many others still internally displaced.
We've been staying in this UNRWA school since our house was destroyed 2 weeks ago. We don't have anywhere else to go. I hope we can reconstruct our own house, but before that we need a decent place for accommodation.
Meanwhile, more than 20,000 houses sustained partial damage, but with no building materials available, the reconstruction process cannot start. Some people who lost members of their family and were forced to flee their homes told Press TV that the invading Israeli troops took away their money, gold, and other valuables during the ground offensive.
Israeli soldiers killed my father and my daughter on the first day of the ground invasion. They forced us out of our house after they took our money, gold, and other valuable stuff. They occupied our house for 3 weeks and destroyed it after leaving.
It is estimated that rebuilding Gaza will cost billions of dollars, but this money will not bring back the lives of about 1,400 and the good memories that were buried under the rubble. Gaza is now host to scores of foreign journalists, aid and relief workers. There are pledges of rebuilding Gaza after Israel's devastating 22-day war on Gaza. But while promises of financial aid have been made, the root of the problem, Israel's siege on Gaza, remains untouched. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.